So, Martina, when did you start writing, and more specifically, when did you know you wanted to become a writer?
Well, I actually started writing pretty early when I was a kid, like in, I think I was maybe 9 or 10 when I started to write my first poems. But of course, it wasn't serious in the beginning. It was just I was writing, and I always consider myself like a person who is writing, like that's my Indian name. I didn't think about that seriously until maybe I was in my early 20s. During my time at the university, because I studied literature, and so that's when I started to think about that more seriously, to read more contemporary, especially poets, because at the time I was more concentrated on my poetry, even though I was writing prose also in that period, but I didn't have much time to write prose, especially because I always preferred, when it comes to prose, I always preferred longer forms like a novel, not short stories. I'm not very talented for short stories. So I didn't have, at the time, I didn't have time to write a novel. And I also wasn't like prepared to do that at the time. So I was more concentrated on poetry, but I was also writing prose. And at the time I was seriously thinking about publish my first book of poetry, and actually during in my early 20s I wrote my first book of poetry, and I published it in 2011, so I was 25 when I published it. So I think that's when I like in the beginning it was actually pretty weird for me when people called me a poet, because it was like I couldn't see myself as a poet officially. I only consider myself like a person that who writes, you know, not officially a poet. For me, poets were like people who were in our school books, like people we read at school and
classical ones
at the university, you know. So I just couldn't see myself as a poet, and so it took me a while to like accept that role, you know. But I always consider myself someone who writes. It just it's my
definition. Now you still
it's my definition, yes.
You still don't consider yourself either as a writer, because it's your second novel, and do you still write poetry? You're still not a writer nor a poet. You're just a person who writes.
Okay. Now I can accept that I'm a writer, but it's I still write poetry. Actually, I published my like I think fifth book of poetry this year, so it's still a very I still write it, and actually, I mean, I don't divide it in a way, in a strict way, because my prose, there are a lot of elements of poetry in my prose and a lot of elements of prose in my poetry, so it's not strictly divided, and so I think probably in the future I will write both poetry and prose.
Just like
I hope so.
One after the other, or do you write poetry when you work on a novel? How does this urge to write comes?
Well, I usually write a lot of things at the same time, because I can't really like concentrate only on one thing, and it's pretty boring for me to just, you know, concentrate on the novel and not write anything else. So usually I write, I have a lot of ideas at the same time that are on a different, that are developed, like some are developed more, some less, you know, some are, some ideas are like just ideas, and some others I just started to write, some others are pretty seriously serious at the moment. So, you know, it's, I have, like, in my computer, I have, I think, maybe a few different books that I started to write, but I never wrote it, you know, so, and I don't know, will that book be finished? So, yeah, that's my writing process. And you can't really write poetry in a way that you like sit and write it. So you usually, especially classic poetry, if it's not, I also wrote a book of poetry that is a bit, it's not a classic book. It's not a classic book of poetry. It's very narrative, and so I wrote it like a prose book. I had to sit and write, and but other books of poetry, when it comes to classic poetry, you have to write each poem separately. So when it comes, you know, you can't really sit and write poetry. But when it comes to prose, you just have to sit and write prose. It's not possible to like wait for the inspiration or whatever, you know, because then I would never write a novel in that case. Yeah.
It would be maybe very long and very complicated.
Yeah.
And do you work with on prose? Do you work with notes, draft, plan, or how do you have a technique of writing and of working on your novel specifically?
Yeah, well, I do have a plan. I have in the beginning, usually I have like a general synopsis, like a general plan. And then I then during a writing process, that a plan becomes more and more complicated and with more details. Yeah, I do have a plan. Also for my first novel, it was more spontaneous. I was like making plans during the writing process, and I was changing it a lot. Because still it was my first novel and I still didn't know what do I want with prose, and it was pretty unconventional, so it was hard to make plans like at the beginning and stick to that plan till the end. But this second novel, Bed Bugs, I had my plan was more strict, and I had to, because I write about a lot about architecture, and my actual main character is an architect. So I had to read a lot about architecture and, of course, make notes because I don't know that much about that field. And so I wrote a lot of notes, even though I didn't use most of them, I didn't use in the novel, just some of them. And also I wrote for every character in the book, I wrote a biography, and actually I had a little I draw every character, so I had a little sketch, and even though some of that characters appeared only for very very short period in the narrative, so they're like just mentioned maybe in the story, but I have their biography written down, because I it was very helpful for me to like to imagine in that way. I could imagine that character, you know, and make it real, you know. Yes, like a real person. Yeah,
give life to them.
Give life to them.
You,
yeah,
everything
yeah.
That was about them.
Yeah. I don't know everything, but my readers don't know, because
And how long does it take to prepare actually the novel? Let's talk about the second one, for example, with all this biographical aspect, all the notes. How long do you work on the novel before actually you start writing it?
Well, I think maybe for this second novel, I think I had first ideas maybe a year before I started to write, maybe even more. And then I just, you know, first my, that ideas were in my head and I was just thinking about that. Then I wrote down some things, some notes. Then I started to, when I have first idea, I have to wait for a while to see, is this idea good enough to write about? Is the story good enough to write down? So, as I said, there are many ideas that I have, but most of that ideas are actually not, in the end, they're just not valid enough to become a book. And this one was okay to become a book. So yes, I was like a lot. First, I was for a long time. I was just thinking about that and started. I was developing an idea in my head, but after a while, I started to write some notes, and then I started to really investigate seriously about this whole thing and. Actually, first I started to write, I think, in the beginning of 2020. Then I started to write just to see how it looks, you know, that style and that voice, that character. Is it good enough for me in a literary sense? So I started to write and then I stopped for a while and then I actually I think I didn't write for almost a year actually. Oh. And then I started to write again in 2021, and actually it was written in 2021 during that spring and summer and something.
Okay.
Like I think.
So you have really precise moments of building your story and getting into it, actually.
Yeah. Well, actually, I don't know why, but I have that same process in my first when I was writing my first novel, because I also started to write that one, and then I stopped for a while, and then I continued. I don't know why I have that kind of process. Maybe I have to just see, is it good enough after a while, you know, like yeah. The whole voice, and is it convincing enough, you know, for me?
It's like with the wine, we have to wait a little bit, so it's never very good at the first time, so you leave it.
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
And what inspired you, the pitch of your second novel? Why did you choose to write a letter, actually, which is quite rare in the contemporary literature? Mm-hmm. The writing.
Yeah, well, I actually I wanted to write it as some kind of confession, because it's a bit weird character, very pretty dark character actually, and I wanted her to some of the things that she does are sometimes illogical, or they're like morally questionable. So they're not very clear. So I wanted her to have someone, to have that other person that she speaks to, and she tries to explain herself and her motives and her why she did something that she did, even though it's maybe illogical in a way, or it's morally questionable. So I wanted her to confess to a person. She actually writes to a person that is called Hladna. During the novel, we don't know who that person is, and in the end, we readers find out. But that person is not so important as a character. She's a real person, but not so important as a character. She's her role is to be a reader, you know, of the letters. So she's generally a reader, like or my character is directly speaking to the reader, and she's actually a bit not only to she tries to explain herself, but she's a little bit provoking reader, you know, to say in some parts she says like I did something like that, but you thought about that too, didn't you? Like you have that dark side also as me, you know. So I wanted to provoke a reader a little bit, and also to like she wants to explain herself. Yeah.
So the writing, the form of the writing was actually the best one to combine all these different directions you wanted to give.
Yeah. It was just the most suitable for me. I felt it has to be that way, yeah.
And the subject itself, the idea of this loss of a partner and of the mix with architecture, how did the idea came into your mind?
It's about architecture. Actually, in the beginning it was more a technical question, because I wanted to choose some profession for her, and I wanted a character that will be in a profession that is pretty in society pretty valuable and pretty high pretty important, let's say. And I wanted the profession, mostly male profession, for her. I thought a little bit about all kinds of professions that I can choose, and architecture was the most. I just liked it as a profession, and I do like it as a field, and I'm very interested in architecture. So I chose that profession for her. But in the end, during writing process, when I was developing this idea, it became more important actually than in the beginning. So that her profession and architecture itself is actually pretty important for narrative and for the whole story.
Yes, it's not only a profession, it's also a point of articulation in the narration,
yeah,
the plot itself.
Yeah, I think it's pretty actually important detail to understand the story and everything, to understand that character, and but I can't say everything about that because it's a spoiler. So
no spoiler.
I mostly about architecture. I actually write in the end of the novel, and it's very important a part where you find out everything about that character, and yeah, so
yes, okay, so let's not spoil anything. And about the EUPL itself, you won this 2023 edition. How do you feel about it? What did the prize already bring you in terms of propositions, of connections with other writers, and so on. What's your opinion about it?
Well, at first I was really surprised because I really didn't expect that. Actually, when I was nominated by a Croatian jury, I was also surprised because this novel was, it's a bit non-conventional novel, especially in Croatian context. It's a bit different, so people usually like it or dislike it, you know, and it's not, I think opinions were pretty divided actually in Croatia when it comes to critics and readers. So I actually didn't expect much. You know, it was like award season in Croatia was finished, so I didn't expect anything to happen with this novel anymore. And so I was actually pretty surprised when I was nominated. And I really didn't expect anything when I came to Leipzig to the award ceremony. I mean, I thought maybe I do have a chance to be one of the special mentions because it just, you know, it's like almost 50-50 chance to be one of the special mentions. So I thought, okay, maybe, but don't hope too much. You know, I just thought to myself. So I was pretty surprised when I was like overall winner of the prize. And at the first, I was because I was so surprised, I was really confused. I just didn't know what to do with that fact. and it was you know, in one moment it was just like overwhelming. It was like too much for me because it was. All this new information and a lot of people were interested in novel translators, foreign publishers. So yeah, I do have. There are a lot of foreign publishers that are interested in novel, but I still don't have. I have actually only one contract that it's signed so far, and it's pretty important one because it's for American market, actually North American. So it's really good, but in Europe I actually don't have like signed contracts yet, but I hope that some of these contracts will be signed and that book will be translated to some languages too. I try to not to expect like much, but I'm very happy with all the things that already happened. And also in Croatia, now I have much more readers in Croatia too, and a novel has a completely new life in Croatia, even though it's published like almost 2 years ago, but it's now it's like almost like a brand new book for Croatian readers.
So it's really highlighted the prize in Croatia, highlighted your book again to the readers.
Absolutely, yeah.
And did you are you in touch with some other European writers, maybe special mentions of the prize, or do you have something like invitations to some events, or is it a little bit not that much?
Well, I have some invitations to by EUPL for their events I think in Brussels and Frankfurt. But I'm not really in touch with other authors. We were in Leipzig for a really short time, so we didn't have a time to know each other so well. So yeah, but I hope that I will meet some of these authors later because some of them are really interesting. Some excerpts, some parts like of the novels that I read are translated to English, of course, are very interesting for me. So I'm looking forward to see some of the authors again.
And in which language or languages would you like especially to be translated into? Are there some countries you would really like to see your book translated, or is it?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's very hard question to answer because of course, like English is it's pretty important language because you know when you're translated to English, then it's a pretty good thing for a book. But I think it would be a boring answer probably, and and it's a bit boring language for me. I have to say, I'm sorry, but. I don't like it very much. I don't know. To Italian because I can read Italian. So and I really like that language because everything sounds great in Italian. I know some of my poems are translated to some languages and they always sound very great in Italian. But also I like some other question, some other languages only by sound, like Finnish. Maybe it's one of my favorite languages when it comes to sound, but I don't understand it at all. So but it would be nice to hear my or to see my novel translated to that language. And also, yes. I don't know, any other language is good.
And to finish, are you writing at the moment on a new maybe novel or on poems, or are you working on something special?
Well, I'm not working actually on something special at the moment. I do have, as I said in the beginning, I always have few ideas that I'm working on. I'm thinking about many things, but I'm not working seriously on anything at the moment. I'm thinking about possibility of new novel, maybe. I wrote a poem like a few days ago, so that's everything. But I'm really not writing something seriously at the moment.
It's the pre-serious phase. It's the moment when you just write note and you're not in the serious writing yet.
That's true.
Okay, so thank you very much for this meeting and for this everything you said about your writing and projects, and it's very interesting. If your book is not translated into French yet, but I hope it will be, so I could fully read it and not only the excerpt of the EUPL.
Well, some publishers from France are interested in that, as I know, but we still don't have like something. We don't have a contract or anything yet, but they are interested. So I don't know. We'll see. I hope so. Also,
thank you very much, Martina, and have a nice day and a nice writing also.
Thank you.